Does your manuscript need an editor? One of the many fun aspects of being a writer with more than 30 years of experience is that I've had an opportunity to try my hand at a lot of different types of writing. I started out many years ago in journalism and have learned the conventions along the way for government and corporate communications writing, marketing, PR, and creative writing. While most of my work now centers around writing for businesses, I'm finding that I've been doing a lot of editing in the past number of years as well. And it's interesting and very detailed work, and I love working with authors. I know from experience how thrilling it is to see a manuscript that you've labored over become magically transformed into a book with your name on it. And it's an honor to put my skill set to work on behalf of someone else. I get a lot of questions about the editing process, so I thought I'd put a few thoughts together to give you an insight into what it's like to work with an editor. Every editor works differently, so if you have a manuscript that you feel would benefit from a good edit, it's a good idea to ask a lot of questions and make sure that you feel that the person that you're considering would be a good fit for your project. I can tell you that every writer has an editor in the professional world as well. And having started way back even in journalism all those years ago, there were lots of editors in a newsroom. We all get very close to our subject matter, and sometimes it's hard to determine if our work reads clearly and makes sense. When it comes to a book, particularly one written to support your business goals, we all want to also make sure that the manuscript reflects us in the best light possible. An editor is there to catch mistakes and improve the prose, clarify what doesn't make sense, and point out discrepancies in style and storyline. A good editor will polish up your work so you're even more proud of what you've done than you ever thought possible. For me, editing falls into the category of necessity rather than luxury. And even though I've had all kinds of years of experience of writing, it's very beneficial to me to have someone take another look at my work and see if there's something that I can do to improve it. And regardless of whether you are self-publishing or aiming to get your work published by a traditional publishing house, I highly recommend that you hire yourself an editor as well. I've now got three published books, traditionally published books, to my credit. And one of the reasons my first book, which was a novel called Shades of Teal, one of the reasons that book originally attracted the attention of my publisher was that it had been professionally edited. That showed that I was serious about the quality of my work and the quality of my ideal reader's experiences. If you'd like to get in touch about a project that you feel I can help you with as an editor or even as just a guide along the way, I would be honored to hear from you. You can get in touch with me. Probably the best bet is to email me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. And good luck with the writing.